Let's turn to the teaching material C1, the book of Zechariah. The choice of return. Let's come back to Zechariah chapter 1, the book of Zechariah chapter 1. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. Therefore, says them, thus says the Lord of hosts, return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of the hosts. In one verse, the Bible used three times the term of the Lord of the host, which means the sentence, return to me, and I will return to you, is very important message. So the Bible three times says the Lord of the host. And I would like to elaborate a little bit more, because this is a very important message God wants to give to the Israelites who was in exile. How can you be saved? You have to take action to return to the Lord. Return to the Lord is not only conceptually understand.
Here says if you return to God, he will return to you. What does it mean to return to God?
And
I would like to discuss this using the Bible with everyone. The greatest obstacle between man and God is sin. And in order to return to God, the first is to depart from sin. And to depart from sin starts from our inner heart. And that is to have sorrow and pain toward the sin that we have committed. And this represents our humility. And it represents our repentance. Isaiah chapter 57. Isaiah 57.
Verse 14. 15.
And one shall say, heap it up, heap it up. Prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. 15. For thus says the high and lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the spirit of the contrite ones.
14节说要修筑道路,
and in verse 14, it says, prepare the way. Take the stumbling block out of the way of my people. Man wants to draw close to God. And during this process, there will be obstacles in our road. So we must prepare this way and take the stumbling block away. And in this way, we can easily draw close to God. And what is the stumbling block? If we look at 15 and 16, this stumbling block represents the sin of man.
15节说,
and here it says, high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. Here, God is self-introducing
himself.
He is the high and lofty one. And there's nothing above him. And therefore, he is the highest master.
永远长存,
he exists in eternity.
就是表示他是永远存在的,
and this represents that he exists eternally.
他的名为圣, 圣就是圣洁, 荣耀, 发光，没有罪。
And his name is holy, and that means holiness, to shine the light and to not have any sin.
那下面说，我住在至高至圣的所在。
And below that it says, I dwell in the high and holy places.
神住的地方是最高的，也是没有罪的地方。
Where God dwells is the highest, and it has no sin.
但是神要跟人同居。
But God will live with man.
人虽然很卑微。
Even though man is lowly,
神要住在人的里面。
God will live inside man.
要与人相亲。
And he will be close to man.
但是有条件。
But there are conditions.
要与心灵痛悔的人同居。
He will live with him who has a contrite and humble spirit.
这个心灵痛悔就是指着对自己的罪感觉到忧伤痛悔。
And this contriteness is to have sorrow and pain toward their own, one's own sin.
所以一个人要转向神，第一个动作就是要为自己的罪痛悔。
And for someone to return toward God, the first thing they must have is to have sorrow toward their own sin.
那第二个就是生活上要有改变。
And the second is that they must have change in their life.
在五十八章里面
，in 58,
第三节
，chapter 58, verse 3,
他们说：“我们禁食，你为什么不看见呢？我们刻苦己心，你为什么不理会呢？”
They said, "Why have we fasted and you have not seen? Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice?"
禁食这是祷告再进一步没有吃没有喝。
And fasting is one step ahead of prayer to not eat and to not drink.
代表我们刻苦己心。
And this represents our bitter and thirsty heart.
代表我们在神面前的虔诚的心。
And this represents our sincerity before God.
但是当时的百姓说，为什么神不理会呢？
However, the people at the time are asking, how come God does not listen?
那到了第九节。
But when we get to verse 9,
那时你求告神，神必应允你，吾呼求他，他必说，我在这里。
Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, Here I am.
到了第九节，祷告神就必应允。
When you get to verse 9, when you pray, God will hear.
呼求神就要回应。
And if you cry to him, he will answer.
就表示这个祷告很有功效，很有体验。
This represents that the prayer is effective and you have experience.
那第三节为什么跟第九节差这么多呢？
How come verse 3 and verse 9 have such a big difference?
就是从第四节开始。
It starts in verse 4.
神指出他们的错误。
God pointed out their wrong.
虽然禁食祷告。
Even though they fasted and prayed.
但是生活没有改变。
But they did not change their lifestyle.
所以祷告没有功效。
Therefore, their prayers were not effective.
因此祷告很重要。
Therefore, prayer is important.
禁食祷告也很重要。
Fasting and prayer is important.
但是如果生活没有改变，这个没有功效。
But if your lifestyle does not change, this has no effect.
因为生活没有改变，就是我们没有回转。
Because if your lifestyle has not changed, that means we have not turned around and departed.
我们如果没有回转，神就不会转向我们。
If we do not return, then God will not turn toward us.
那真正的回转是生活的改变。
And true return and repentance is change in our lifestyle.
不只是为自己的错误感觉到忧伤而已。
And not only to feel sorrow for our own wrong.
那这样一个人有就从第七节开始就开始有改变。
And from starting from verse 7, there is change.
那祷告就发生功效了。
And then after that, the prayer has effect.
所以一个人的祈祷要发生功效除了祷告本身很重要，生活的改变也很重要。
Therefore, for one's prayer to have effect, not only do they have to change their lifestyle, not only do they have to pray, they have to change their lifestyle.
那如果我们祷告很久，也禁食祷告，好像我们祷告神都没有听。
And if we pray for a very long time and fast and pray, and it seems like God has not answered.
这有几个可能。
There are a few possibilities.
一个是我们的祷告跟神的旨意不一样。
The first is that our prayer is not according to God's will. It's different from it.
第二个是神的时候还没有到。
The second is the timing of God has not come.
因为神有他的时候。
Because God has his timing.
那第三个是
the third is,
我们没有改变。
We have not changed.
虽然祷告很认真。
Even though we are diligent in prayer.
禁食祷告也很辛苦。
And we are earnest in our fasting and prayer.
但是没有改变。
But we have not changed.
这个没有改变就是没有回转向神。
Not changing means to not return toward God.
那就很难发生功效。
And because of this, there is a difficulty in having an effective prayer.
那我们怎么知道自己的罪呢？
Then how do we know our sin?
这个罪有各种不同的方向去审查。
There are different ways to examine our sin.
圣经说良心不安就是罪。
And the Bible says that if we do not have a clear conscience, that is sin.
如果我们觉得良心不安，
If we do not have peace and we don't have a clear conscience.
就好像开车子那个灯已经开始在亮。
It's as if driving a car and the light has started.
就是代表这个车子有问题。
And it represents that this car has problems.
所以要赶快停下来。
And you must stop immediately.
要检查。
And you have to examine it.
不是说车子灯一直亮，把那个这个铁锤把它锤掉。用铁锤把那个亮的灯锤掉。
If you have a warning light that tells you have a problem, it's not to just get rid of the light and break it.
那将来这个车子整个就报销了。
And at the end, it will expire.
所以这个人的良心不安，就是表示里面有问题。
So for someone to not have a clear conscience and peace in his heart, that means there's problem.
所以要赶快审查。
And you have to quickly examine.
然后把那个问题拿掉。
And quickly take away the problem.
那这样啊。我们跟神的关系就会很正常。
That we will have a normal and good relationship with God.
那以后我们如果有什么错误，我们的良心会很敏感。
And later in the future, if we have any wrongdoings, then we will have a very sensitive conscience.
但是如果我们一直想办法使它合理化
，And if we keep on using logic and reasoning,
使它合理啊 ，justification,
justification, self-justification.
说这样没有关系。
And we say to ourselves, that's okay.
那以后那个良心就死掉了。
Then we have a dead conscience.
实际犯罪也没有感觉。
And we don't have any feeling when we commit sin.
那我们就很难回转向神。
Then it's very difficult for us to turn toward God.
因为失去良心已经失去了功能。
Because we have lost conscience, our conscience, and we have lost our efficacy in prayer.
那第二个，我们要知道自己的罪，还有一个就是。人际关系。
And lastly, for sin, we can examine this through interpersonal relations.
有时候我们把人跟人的关系跟人跟神的关系切开来看。
Sometimes when we examine and split apart the relationships between man and the relationship between God.
其实这两个是连在一起的。
Actually, instead of splitting these, they are actually connected.
主耶稣十二岁的时候，神跟人都喜爱他。
When Jesus was 12, man and God had favor in him.
表示这个关系都很好。
And that means that he had good relationships.
所以，如果我们人跟人的关系有问题
，Therefore, if we have problems between man,
很可能就是代表我们没有行神的道。
And this very possibly means that we have not kept the commands of God.
我没有赦免。
We have not received remission.
没有包容。
We have not received pardon.
所以，人跟人关系不好。
And because of sin, there are problems in our interpersonal relations.
那如果我们没有行神的道，我们跟神的关系就有问题。
And if we don't keep the commands of God, then we have a problem in our interpersonal relations.
所以有时候我们在想啊，到底我的灵性有没有什么问题
？And sometimes we think, what kind of problem do I have in my spirituality?
想来想去也想不出来。
No matter how you think, you can't think of anything.
那我们就开始想。
Then we start to think.
我跟人的关系。
The relations I have with other people.
我在家里跟我的配偶。
At home with my spouse, is it good?
跟我的父母或者公公婆婆
With my parents or also with my grandparents, is it good?
跟我的兄弟姐妹
With my brothers and sisters, is it good?
那这个都没有问题啊
These are all no problem.
那就再往外啊
And if so, then we can go even further.
想到我们公司里面
Externally, in our people in our company.
我们在学校里面
People in our school.
跟人的关系好不好
Our relations in these areas, are they good?
那如果都没有
，If not，
那我们再来就到教会里面。
Then we come into the church。
我们在教会里面是不是跟每一个人都很和好
？In the church, are we harmonious with everybody？
那这样审查，我们大概就可以知道，我们问题在哪里
？If we investigate and examine it this way, we will see where the problem lies。
因为我们跟神的关系常常不敏感。
Because sometimes we are not very sensitive to our problems between God and us.
很多人根本就不知道神怎么感觉。
We don't even know what God feels.
但是我们跟人的关系很敏感。
But if we're sensitive with our relations with man.
所以当我们跟人的关系在搞不合不来的时候，其实就是我们跟神的关系开始有问题。
But we're typically sensitive to our relations with man. So if we do not have good relations with them, then that probably means we have a problem between our relation with God.
所以主耶稣才讲，你没有赦免别人，神也不赦免。
And that's why Jesus says, if you do not forgive others, he cannot forgive you.
那这个赦免就是一种回转。
And this forgiveness of others is a turning.
回转向神。
Returning toward God.
那神就赦免我们，神就回转向我们。
And then God will return toward us.
那祷告就发生功效。
And then there will be efficacy in prayer.
那还有一个就是我们也常常不是很敏感。
There's another, and it is that we are often not very sensitive.
就是我们对世界的态度。
And that is our attitude toward the world.
如果我们世界占有我们的心太多。
If the world has taken a large territory in our heart,
我们跟神的关系就会有问题。
Then we will have problems in our relation with God.
因为我们跟神好像是
夫妻一样。
Because we are like spouses between us and God.
这个世界好像是第三者。
And the world is a third party.
哦，所以这个世界占满我们的心呢，我们跟神的关系就会有问题。
And when the world takes a place in our heart, then we have a problem with between our relation with God.
因此要回转向神。
Therefore, we must return toward God.
就是我们要调整我们对世界的看法，我们在世界要。
And that means we have to adjust our view towards life and what we do in the world.
这是第一个。
This is the first thing.
所以回转就是指着离开罪。
And returning and repentance is to leave sin.
实际的改变。
A very practical change.
我们看以赛亚书的五十八章。
Let's look at Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书的五十八章。
Isaiah chapter 58.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我的圣日不以操作为喜乐，圣安息日为可喜的，称神的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬之日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
And
14节
14.
你就以神为乐，神要使你成家地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你。
13. If you turn away from your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, not finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. 14. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
14节是讲神回转向我们。
Verse 14 says that God returns and faces us.
但是有一个条件。
But there is a condition.
就是13节我们要回转向神。
And that is verse 13. We have to turn our foot toward God.
那神回转向我们在生活中有什么实际的体验呢？
And when God returns toward us, what are practical experiences in our life?
14节。
Verse 14.
你要以神为乐，神要使你成家地的高处。
Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth.
这个地的高处就是灵性。
The high hills of the earth is elevation of our spirituality.
好像摩西上到尼坡山。
It is just like Moses going on to the mountain.
他就看到迦南全平原。
And he saw all of the land of Canaan.
他走了40年，终于看到，因为他爬到山上。
And after walking for 40 years, he has finally seen the land when he went on the mountain.
为什么神要叫他上山？
Why did God tell him to go on the mountain?
因为你没有上到山，你看不到。
Because if you don't go on the mountain, you can't see it.
天国在哪里？
Where is heaven?
如果我们人活在世界，
If man lives in the world,
天国你看不到的。
You cannot see the kingdom of heaven.
那你怎么看到天国？
How can you see the kingdom of heaven?
你要爬到属灵的高处。
You have to climb to the high hills of spirituality.
一看就看到很遥远的天国。
And then when you see, you will see the kingdom of heaven away, far away.
那个属灵的高处是什么？
And what is the high hills in our spirituality?
就是我们信心的长进。
And that is the growth in our spirituality.
那怎么看到？
How can we see it?
当我们信心长进，透过圣经，你就看到天国。
And through the Bible, when our spirituality grows, then we can see the kingdom of heaven.
那你就知道，哇，基督徒何等的盼望。
Then you will see how much hope you have as a Christian.
这是何等的可贵。
How precious this is.
何等的荣耀。
How glorious.
这就是福气。
This is blessing.
神回转向我们，让我们灵性高升，看到天国。
God returns towards us, elevates our spirituality so that we can see the kingdom of heaven.
那14节下半句。
And the 14, the last part.
你主的雅各的产业养育你。
And feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father.
雅各的产业是什么？
What is the heritage of Jacob?
就是神应许给亚伯拉罕。
It is the promise that God gave to Abraham.
就是那一块地。
It is that piece of land.
那一块地是什么？
What is that piece of land?
其实讲到最后就是神本身。
But in the end, it is God himself.
就我们来讲。
For us to say.
神就是我们的财产。
God is our inheritance.
就神来讲。
For God,
我们就是神的财产。
We are His inheritance.
所以神看我们非常宝贵。
So when God sees us, we are extremely precious.
这个财产是用他的宝血买来的。
This heritage and this inheritance was bought with His precious blood.
非常宝贵。
Extremely precious.
宝贵到他付出他的生命。
So precious that He sacrificed His life to buy it.
但是问题是，在我们看来，神有多宝贵。
But the problem is, how precious is God in our eyes?
犹大30块银子就把耶稣卖掉了。
Judas for 30 pieces of silver sold Jesus.
在犹大眼中
Judas,
主耶稣只有30块银子的价值。
And so from this perspective, Jesus only worth 30 pieces of silver.
那有的信徒啊，人跟人讲话，一句话不中意，主耶稣就拜拜了。
And so for some believers, just a few words and the believers will leave.
所以主耶稣在他眼中的价值就是别人的一句话，就这样而已。
And because of that, in the eyes of man, Jesus is only worth a few words.
那有的人啊, 为着事业,
and some people, because of their business,
哇,拼,拼,拼, 工厂做得很大,
they keep working forward and they have a large corporation and business.
就把主耶稣抛到一旁了,
and then they push Jesus to the side.
所以主耶稣的价值就是他公司的价值,
and therefore, the price of Jesus is the price of his company.
所以为这公司把主耶稣丢掉了,
because of his business or company, he has thrown away Jesus.
所以这里讲啊, 神要以雅各的产业养育我们,
and here it says, he will feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father.
就是以神本身啊, 就是我们的财产,
and this is God himself being our heritage.
那这是最富足的人,
this is the most blessed person.
所以神要回转向我们,
so God will return toward us.
第一个,
first,
让我们看到天国的美好,
we have to see the greatness of the kingdom of heaven.
信仰能够长进,
our spirituality must grow.
第二个, 神本身就是我们的财产,
and third, God himself, or second, God himself is our inheritance.
所以我们生活很富足,
then we will have a very blessed and abundant life.
内心的丰盛,
and we have abundance in our hearts.
那这个神给我们的这种回应要怎么去得呢?
How can we receive this from God?
是三节,
verse 13.
我们要回转向神,
we must turn back toward God.
那怎么回转?
How do we turn back?
守安息日,
that is to keep the Sabbath.
那我们常常不是每个安息日都来吗?
And often people say, don't I come every Sabbath?
那为什么我没有这个感觉?
How come I don't have this feeling?
不错, 我们每个安息我们肉体都来了。
No, you're not wrong. Every time we flesh, in our flesh we come.
但是问题是, 我们有没有照这一句,这一节圣经来做?
But the problem is, do we do according to this passage?
第一个,
first,
称安息日为可喜乐的,
to call the Sabbath a delight.
有的人遇到安息日愁眉苦脸啊,
and so when some people face Sabbath, they're very sad.
哇, 我想要做的事情不能做,
all the things I want to do, I can't do.
一个捆绑,
I'm bound.
又要去教会了,
and I still have to go to church again.
不能够睡个懒觉,
I can't have a lazy sleep.
所以就很痛苦啊,
so it's very painful.
这里说安息要称为可喜乐,
but here it says you must call the Sabbath a delight.
难道要尊敬这一日,
and you must call this day honorable.
因为这日是属神的,
this day belongs to God.
我们在那个伊丽莎白教会对面就是犹太人的社区,
and the Elizabeth Church there is a lot of Jews in the area.
伊丽莎白,
Elizabeth, across from Elizabeth,
对,
there are many
犹太人的社区中心, community center.
There's a community center for Jews.
那你就可以看到一到礼拜六,
and when we get to Saturday,
全家大小,
their whole family, big and small. They wear very appropriate clothing. Very neat clothing. And then they wear the Jewish hats.
Hats.
And they go to their holy temple to worship.
所以你一看你就会觉得说, 诶, 他们很尊重这一天。
So when you see them, you see that they treat this day very honorably.
所以这个叫尊敬这日,
and this is to call this day honorable, or to honor this day.
那怎么尊敬? 不办私事,
and how do you honor this day? That is to not do the things you want to do.
不随私意,
and that is not finding your own pleasure.
不说私话,
nor speaking your own words.
这个叫尊重这日,
this is to respect this day.
私的都拿掉, 因为这一天是属神,
all your personal things you have taken away because this day belongs to God.
所以这样看起来, 我们守安息日真的还有很多,
so from this perspective, there are still many parts that we can change when we keep the Sabbath.
那怎么守安息日?
How do we keep the Sabbath?
可以把它刮住一句话,
it can be summarized in one phrase.
14节的第一句,
the first phrase in verse 14.
就是以神为乐,
that means you shall delight yourself in the Lord.
就是这一天以神为乐,
and that is to delight yourself in the Lord this day.
那这样就对了,
and then this is right.
这一句话就包括一切的,
then this phrase summarizes everything.
那要以神为乐一定我们要回转,
but in order to have delight in the Lord, we must return.
真的离开世界, 回转, 你的心, 回转向神,
to truly leave the world and turn your heart back toward God.
你才会去享受神里面的快乐,
then you will enjoy the happiness in God.
那如果我们这样回转,
and if we turn this way,
那神就要回转向我们,
then God will return toward us.
那我们回转向神, 神回转向我们, and
if we return to God and God returns to us, then we will have a very lively relationship.
非常亲近,
extremely intimate.
所以啊,
therefore,
我们要回转向神,
we must return to God.
安息日啊,要改变,
we have to change how we keep the Sabbath.
因此这个我们教会很可贵就是安息日,
our church is very precious in that we have Sabbath.
不是一个钟头,
not 1 hour.
那既然是日,
and since it is the day,
最好就是安息日不要有任何一个 appointment,
And it is best to not have any appointments on Sabbath.
虽然有时候我们聚会三点钟嘛。
And since sometimes we have service at 3.
那你如果 appointment 三点半。
If your appointment is at 3:30 p.m.
你就会很注意，这个今天怎么讲到这么长？
Then you'll pay attention. How come today's sermon is so long?
三点半 appointment 快到了还不晚。
Oh, 3:30 and it's almost my appointment. How come it's not over?
你的心已经离开了。
Your heart has already departed.
人还没有离开会堂，心已经离开了。
Before you have physically yourself have left the chapel, your heart has already departed.
那我们这个是日二十四小时
，and this is day 24 hours。
不管你怎么算了
，no matter how you count it。
如果从礼拜五太阳下山到礼拜六太阳下山
，if from sunset Friday sunset to Saturday sunset，
完全把它分别出来
，the whole day you separate it，
那真的归向神
，and to truly turn toward God，
你一定可以体会到神归向我们
，then you can truly experience God returning toward us。
那你信仰会越来越活泼，体验越来越多
，and then you will have a more lively faith and you have more experiences。
所以不管我们从礼拜天到礼拜五怎么忙
，so no matter how busy you are from Sunday to Friday。
如果我们真的在安息日回转向神
，If we truly return to God on Sabbath，
我们的信仰不会退步的
，And we turn toward Him， then our faith will not diminish。
所以有时候我们常常讲说要回转向神，大家第一个感觉说有啊，我每一次聚会都坐在这里啊。
And a lot of the time when we say turn toward God， they'll say， Yeah， I am， I'm sitting here during service。
这是第一步而已。
This is only the first step。
再来就是我们的心。
The next is our heart。
这个很重要。
This is very important。
好，我们再来看。
Now let's look。
回转向神又代表什么
？What else does turning toward God represent？
第三
，Number three，
生活形态的改变
，A change in our lifestyle。
我们看耶利米书三十五章。
Let us look at Jeremiah 35。
耶利米书三十五章
，Jeremiah 35。
这个三十五章啊，第一节到十一节在讲一种人，第二节叫做利甲族。
And 35 verse 1 to 11 is talking about a certain type of people called the Rechabites.
那这个利甲族啊，神特别恩待他们。
And these Rechabites, God has especially taken care of them with grace.
为什么
？How come？
因为后来他们没有被掳了。
Because later they didn't turn.
没有被 captured.
They weren't captured.
为什么
？How come？
因为神看顾他们。
Because God took care of them.
那这个利甲族他们的生活方式很特别。
And the Rechabites, they have a very special way of life.
我们看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
于是我在利甲族人面前摆设盛满酒的杯碗跟杯，对他们说请你们喝酒。
Verse 5. Then I sat before the sons of the house of the Rechabites, bowls full of wine and cups, and I said to them, drink wine.
所以神叫那个约雅敬第一节领他们到神殿的屋子给他们酒喝。
And in verse 1,
第一节
he told,
第一节你念。
Verse 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, to go to the house of the Rechabites and tell them to drink wine.
结果这个利甲族在第五节。
And then the Rechabites in verse 5,
第六节。他们却说我们不喝酒，因为我们祖先利甲的儿子约拿达也曾吩咐我们说，你们跟你们的子孙永远不可喝酒。第七节。
And verse seven.
也不可盖房撒种栽种葡萄园，但一生的年日要住帐篷使你们的日子在寄居之地得以延长。第八节。反正我们祖先利甲族的儿子约拿达所吩咐我们的话，我们都听从了。我跟我们的妻子儿女一生都不喝酒。第九节，不盖房子居住，也没有葡萄园、田地和种子。第十节，但住帐篷，听从我们祖先约拿达的话，照他的吩咐去行。这个地方在讲利甲族人生活相当简单。
And here it tells us that the lives of the Rechabites is extremely simple.
他不盖房子。
They don't build houses.
他也不喝酒。
And they don't drink wine.
也不栽种葡萄园。
And they don't plant vineyards.
一生住帐篷。
And their whole lives they live in tents.
这样从他祖先吩咐他这样一代一代这样一直传下去。
And from their ancestors passing it down from generation to generation.
那这样的生活方式结果发现他们这一族的人信仰保守得很好。
And with this type of lifestyle, we realize that they have kept very good faith in these people.
所以，我们就发现说， 人的生活方式跟人的信仰是有关系的。
Therefore, we realize the lifestyle of man has a direct relationship with their spirituality.
所以我们常常在想哦，什么样的生活方式最好
？Often we think what kind of lifestyle is the best.
因为有时候我们自己也抓不定什么方式最好。
And a lot of times we can't even define and grasp onto what is the best lifestyle.
因为这里在讲利甲族的生活。
Because here it's talking about the Rechabites, their lifestyles.
然后你在传道书里面你可以看所罗门的生活。
And in Ecclesiastes, you can see the life of Solomon.
哇，这相当享受。
And it was full of enjoyments.
然后在阿摩斯书，我们看这个阿摩斯书。
And then in Amos, there's more. Let's look at Amos.
阿摩斯时代的人怎么生活
？How did the people in the time of Amos live?
阿摩斯第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
第四节
verse 4,
第六章第四节
chapter 6 verse 4,
你们躺卧在象牙床上，舒身在塔上，吃群中的羊棚，高里的牛犊。第五节
verse 5,
弹琴鼓瑟，唱休闲歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所造的。你看这个阿摩斯那个世代的人哦。
Here we can see that the people at the living at the time of Amos
躺卧在象牙床应该是最好的。
They lied on beds of ivory, that should be the best.
出生在塔，现在就是沙发。
And now for us today, it is like couches, the best sofas.
那群中的羊棚牛里的奴犊吃最好的。
And they eat the best from their calves.
然后第五节。
And lambs. And then in verse 5.
弹琴鼓瑟，就是有很多的乐器，现在就娱乐器材。
Sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments, and that is to have many instruments and to have those gifts to play them.
然后唱消闲歌曲，就是现在流行歌曲。
And sing idle songs, that is to sing pop songs today.
然后第六节。
And verse 6.
以大碗喝酒，喝最好的酒，喝很多。
Who drink wine from bowls, the best wine, they drink many.
用
上等 they drink much of
it. 上等油抹身，最好的化妆品。
And then when it says anoint themselves with the best ointments, they're using the best makeup.
诸位，我们读书这么认真，是不是想多赚一点钱，就照这个来？
For all of us today, when we want to get better education and to make more money, is it just to copy this?
像阿摩斯世代的人生活。
Just like the lifestyle the people of Amos.
所以到底什么样的生活最好
？So what in the world is the best lifestyle?
当然，圣经也没有一个定论。
And of course, the Bible does not have a definition.
但是有一个目标。
But there is a goal.
最能够帮助我们持守信仰的那个生活方式就是最好。
The lifestyle that can help us keep our faith, that is the best lifestyle.
如果你发现这样生活水准非常的高，能够帮助你守道，可能那是最好。
And if you have high standards of living and that can help you keep the commandments, then that is the best.
但是
，however，
绝大部分的人
the majority of people
最适合守道的生活方式是很简单的生活方式。
The lifestyle for them to keep the commands of God is a simple lifestyle.
所以在《生命记》里面，摩西已经告诉他们了。
And in Deuteronomy, Moses has already told them.
等你们房子盖好，葡萄园开始长葡萄，你们收成多之后，你们就心高气傲，就会离开神。
And Moses told them that after you have built your houses and you planted your vineyards and you have had much harvest, then you will start to depart from God.
那这个阿摩斯时代的人你看他生活这么好。
And the people in the time of Amos, they have such good lives, lifestyles.
第六节
，verse
6。第六章第六节。
Chapter 6 verse
6. 最后一句，不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
The last phrase, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
就是已经失去受苦的能力。
That is, they have already lost the ability to suffer.
所以你讲苦的，他不喜欢听。
So when you talk about suffering, then they don't want to hear.
你要讲快乐，他喜欢听。
And when you talk about happiness, they want to hear this.
那第七节
verse 7.
这一些人在被掳中首先被掳。
Therefore, they shall now go captive as the first of the captives.
出生的荒宴要消灭。
And those who recline at banquets shall be removed.
所以你在教会里面看。
Therefore, when you look in the church,
谁最能够持守道理，全家热心敬拜神，全家热心服侍神，他的生活方式就是你值得效法的。
Who in the church can keep the commandments to the best, and who has their family keeping the commandments of God? This is worthy of your imitation.
因为他的生活方式会帮助他这样亲近神
Because their lifestyle can draw closer to God and help them do that.
帮助他能够服侍神
Help them to serve God.
所以不要羡慕别人这样那样生活方式。
So do not admire the certain lifestyles of those and these type of people.
能够帮助我们持守道理，那个就是最好的。
That which can help us to keep the faith and to keep the word, that is the best.
那我们自己要去想。
And we ourselves have to think.
什么生活方式最适合我
？What kind of lifestyle is most suitable for me?
适合我守道服事神。
Is suitable for me to keep the word and to serve God.
那这样 我们照这样去生活，神就会回转向我们，每一天的生活我们都可以体会到神的同在。
And that way, if we live like this, then every day in our lives, we can experience God and His abidance.
所以不要被整个世界的潮流啊吹走了，随波逐流。
And therefore, do not be blown away by the current and flow of the world.
我们的价值观要很清楚。
Our value system must be clear.
我们头脑要很清醒。
Our minds must be sober and vigilant.
我们才能够真的过一个跟神相亲的生活。
Then we can live an intimate life with God.
所以这是第三个。
And this is the third point.
生活方式的回转。
That is a turning in our lifestyle.
就是最适合守道的生活方式。
This is the easiest way to keep the faith, and that's the best lifestyle.
我们再来看马拉基书。
Now let us look at Malachi.
马拉基书。
Malachi.
马拉基书的第三章。
Malachi chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7. Verse 7, Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances, and I have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, In what way shall we return?
这里神借着先知告诉以色列百姓。
And here, through the prophet, God has told the Israelite people,
说你们偏离我的典章。
You have gone away from my ordinances.
现在你们要转向我。
And now you must return to me.
那我就会转向你。
And I will return to you.
可以重建这个失落的关系。
Then we can reestablish the relationship which was once lost.
但是对以色列百姓，他却问说：“那到底我们要怎么做才是转向呢？”
And to the Israelites, they said, "In what way shall we return?"
所以这里可以让我们知道，有时候我们真的跟神的关系，我们真的是很迟钝。
And here you can tell us that a lot of the time in our relationship with God, we are very slow.
就是不晓得神怎么感觉，对我们有什么感觉。
And we don't know what kind of feeling God has towards us.
而他问他到底怎么才回转呢？
We're very dull and slow, and we ask, in what way shall we return?
所以在第七节啊，以色列百姓跟神的关系是有问题的。
Therefore, in verse 7, there's a problem between the relationship of God and the Israelites.
因为有问题才要改变啊，没有问题就不需要改变啊。
And because there is a problem, there must be change. If there's no problem, there would be no necessity for change.
那怎么改变？
Then how do they change?
第八节。
Verse 8.
人岂夺取神的物呢？你们竟然夺取我的供物。
Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me.
所以什么叫做转向神？
And therefore, what does it mean to return to God?
下面。
Below.
就是在当纳的十分之一当献的供物上。
In tithes and offerings.
第十节。
Verse 10.
万军的神说，你要将当纳的十分全然送入仓库，使我的家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开窗天上的窗户，赐福给你，让你无处可容。这个就是神转向我们。
And here it talks about that if you offer the tithe, then you can test God in this, and you'll open the doors of heaven. And this is God turning toward us.
神要打开天上的窗户，赐福给我们无处可容。
He'll open the windows of heaven and pour out these blessings.
这个窗户是天上的。
And this window is in heaven.
所谓天上就是属灵的。
And what it means by heaven, it means it's spiritual.
我们不要想我献十亿，就我献了一万，看明年会不会得十万，不是这个意思。
And don't think that if I offer 10,000, then maybe next year I'll have 100,000. It's not this meaning.
这个天上的窗户啊。
This is the windows of heaven.
这个天上是最好的。
That is the best, the stuff from heaven.
属灵是最好的。
The spiritual is the best.
浇灌下来。
And it will pour down on us.
让你无处可容。
So that there will be not even enough room to receive it.
所以什么叫做转向神？
So what does it mean to return to God?
转向神就是指着要献十一卷。
And returning to God means to offer one tenth of everything you have.
那有很多人把这个献十一卷呢，好像用国家纳税这样来想。
And when people count tithe, they count it after taxes.
好像四月十五号纳税这种，把它放在一起来想。
Oh, they put everything together to count it,
就是把献十一捐跟纳税并排在一起、啊、好像献十一捐就是向神纳税的意思。
And that is to say, if you offer,
他把
if you pay tax, then you're paying tithe.
不是，他把献十一捐当作是一种纳税、啊。
And you count paying offering. Oh, offering tithe as paying a tax.
对，这有什么不同？
What is the difference between this?
当然这有很大的不同。
They treat offering tithe as paying tax, and there is a big difference.
纳税我们希望最好不要纳。
And we often wish that it is best to not pay tax.
但是现实一间呢，这是一种感恩呢。
And to offer tithe, it is a thanksgiving.
今年你能够献一千。
Today to be able to offer 1,000.
是因为感谢神，你赚了一万。
It's because you're thanking God, I was able to make 10,000.
明年我们可以献五千。
Next year we could offer 5,000.
我们更感谢神，因为我们今年神给我们赚了五万。
We thank God even more because God allowed us to make 50,000.
所以这个跟纳税不一样。
So this is different from paying taxes.
那如果我们能够把现实一捐当作是数算神恩典的机会，你就不会陷得心里很痛。
And if we consider offering tithe as receiving blessing from God, then we won't have this pain in our heart.
我去年只有献一万，今年要献两万。
Last year I offered 10,000, and next year I have to offer 20,000. It's so painful.
你把它想作是纳税。
Because you've been thinking about it as paying tax.
但是你如果把它想作感恩。
But if you think of it as offering of thanksgiving.
是吧？去年我只赚了十万而已，今年我赚了二十万呢。
Last year I only made 100,000, and this year I made 200,000.
所以我今年算献两万呢。
So then this year I'm able to offer 20,000.
那你如果用感恩来想，你就会支票马上写出来，希望我明年能够献三万。
And if you think of it with Thanksgiving, then you'll quickly write out the check and hope that next year I can make 300,000.
所以这个心态的不同，有时候你就。有的人做得很痛苦，有的人做得很高兴。
So this difference in mindset will cause some people to think of it very painfully and some people to offer very happily.
有一个故事。
There's a story.
我想是故事。
I think it's the story.
有一个基督徒。
There's a Christian.
第一年。
The first year.
去上班。
When he went
to work,
he did his business.
一千块，他马上写出来。
And 1,000, he quickly wrote it.
第二年。
Then the next year.
一万块。
10,000.
犹豫一下，想了很久，写出来。
He hesitated a little bit, and he thought about it, and then he wrote it.
第三年要献五万。
And then the third year, he had to offer 50,000.
整晚睡不着。
And day and night, he could not sleep.
他去问他的牧师怎么办。
And he asked his pastor, "What should I do?"
他的牧师跟他讲。
And his pastor told him,
你就向神祷告。
You just pray toward God.
说神啊，求你让我明年献的跟去年一样。
And ask God that next year I can offer the same as this year.
去年啊。
Last year.
因为他去年只献一万而已。
Because last year he only had to offer 10,000.
这个表示什么
？What does this mean？
如果神不祝福我们
，If God does not bless us，
当然你的十一捐就少了。
Then of course your tithe will diminish。
所以到底我们是要献多好还是献少好
？So should we offer less or should we offer more？
当然献多好。
Of course, to be able to offer more is much better。
因为献多代表神给我们更大的恩典。
Because if we offer more, that means that God has given us more blessings。
我们再想。
Let's think about it again.
其实我们在想奉献说献给神。
So when we talk about offering to God,
真的吗
？Is it really?
你现在投到奉献箱。
When you put money in the offering box.
如果献给神，礼拜六一打开来，全部不见了，主耶稣拿走了。
And if you really offer to God, then you open the box on Saturday and it's all gone because Jesus took it.
那个叫做献给神啊。
That means to offer to God.
那现在你投到那里，礼拜六打开还在那里呀。
But right now, if you put it in and you open it on Saturday, it's still there.
算一算就存到银行。
And then you count it and you put it in the bank.
所以。NYTS.
Therefore, NYTS.
虽然禁食一餐
Even though fasting for one meal,
我们还是吃三餐啊。
We still eat three meals.
还有点心，晚上又有。
There's still dessert, and at night there's more.
所以那个奉献的钱就吃到我们自己肚子里面了。
And then the offering money we have eaten into our stomachs.
还有吹冷气。
And then there's this air conditioning blowing on us.
这设备这么好。
Well, these facilities are so great.
说献给神，其实我们自己用掉了。
Yeah, you say that you offer to God, but we have used it ourselves.
如果大家都不献。
And if everybody does not offer,
可以啊,
that's okay.
来教会就是禁食。
Just come to church to fast.
冬天没有暖气。
In the winter, there's no heat.
大家穿厚一点来。
Everyone wears more when they come.
夏天没有冷气。
In the summer, there's no air conditioning.
大家就带扇子来。
Everybody bring fans.
没有水。
There's no water.
大家带水来。
Everybody bring water.
那这样像什么？
And what is that like?
所以这个献奉献本身是恩典。
So therefore, to be able to offer is a blessing.
献越多代表你得恩典越大。
To be able to offer more is to mean that you have received greater blessing.
所以不要把它当作纳税来想。
So do not consider it as paying tax.
那我们这样奉献就是回转向神，神就会回转向我们。
So if we offer in this way, we are turning back toward God and God will return to us.
最后一个。
Lastly.
你看哈该书第一章。
Let's look at Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书的第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
第五节
Verse 5.
现在万军的神说你们要审查行为第六节
6. chapter 1, verse 5. Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. 6, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes.
这个地方讲啊, 种得多, 收得少,
and here it says, you have sown much and bring in little.
吃不饱,
eat, but do not have enough.
喝不足,
drink, but you are not filled with drink.
穿不暖,
clothe yourselves, but you are not warm.
啊, 得工钱, 结果口袋破一个洞,
you earn wages, but there is a hole in your pocket.
哇, 这个生活很辛苦啊,
this is a very painful life.
为什么?
Why?
没有神的恩典啊,
because you do not have the blessing of God.
啊, 为什么没有神的恩典?
Why don't you have the grace and blessing of God?
第七节,
verse 7.
你们要审查,
you have to consider your ways.
哦, 想想看你们到底把神放在哪里啊?
Think about it. Where in the world have you put God?
第四节,
verse 4.
这个圣殿荒凉,你们还自己住天花板的房子吗?
And this temple lies in ruins and you still live in paneled houses?
所以当时哈该先知当时世代人不顾圣殿啊,只顾自己的生活。
During the time of the prophet Haggai, they didn't care about the temple, they only cared about their own lives.
所以神就离开他们。
Therefore God left them.
离开他你怎么努力啊,工作得很辛苦,生活都...
Then God left them, and no matter how diligent they were, no matter how hard they were working, it was of no use.
第九节,
therefore, in verse 9,
殿荒凉自己顾房,住自己的房子, 神不高兴了。
And they, because of my house that is in ruin, while everyone of you runs to his own house, God is not happy.
第二章,
and Haggai chapter 2,
啊, 他们就开始接受哈该的勉励啊,
through the encouragement of Haggai, they have started to establish the temple of God.
18节,
Verse 18. Starting from the 24th day of the ninth month to the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid.
第二章19节, 最后一句话,
and 2 verse 19, the last
从今天起,
verse.
我要赐福给你们,
but from this day I will bless you.
所以啊, 什么叫做转向神?
So what does it mean to return to God?
以前呢,
before, we use all of our efforts for our work.
一谈到圣工,
and once we talk about holy work, I don't have time.
因为我自己的事情都做不完,
because my own things, I don't even have time to do.
只顾自己,
only caring about yourself.
没有顾神的工作,
not caring about the work of God.
因为活得很辛苦,
you will live very painfully.
因为如果我们没有神的恩典,
because if we do not have the grace and blessing of God,
真的你很努力, 有时候你还是没有, 没有办法过得很好,
truly, you work very hard, but you still cannot live well.
那我们要回转向神,
so we have to return to God.
就是把神摆第一位,
that is to put God as first.
比方说我们在教会里面开这些联恩会讲习会,
and we say we have these seminars and we have these convocations in church.
我们看好多的弟兄这么帮忙煮饭,整理这个,整理那个,
and we have a lot of brothers who come and take care of this and that and cook.
这个叫做转向神,
this is called returning to God.
把神的工作, 放在很重要的地位,
to put the holy work of God in a very important position.
那这样神就会转向我们,
and then God will return to us.
真的我们尽量做我们应该做的, 然后神会赐福我们所做的工作,
and if we do what we have to do, then God will bless the work of our hands.
所以你生活没有什么忧虑,
and then in your life you will not have many worries.
虽然不一定你拥有很多,
even though you might not have a lot,
但是我们有神的恩典,
but we have the blessing and grace of God.
所以你生活没有忧虑,
so we do not have worries in our lives.
这个就是恩典啊,
this is blessing.
哦, 所以我们要转向神,
therefore, we have to return to God.
神就转向我们,
God, and God will return to us.
这个转向是一种改变,
this returning is change.
实际上的改变,
a practical change.
方向上的改变,
a change in our direction.
心态上的改变,
a change in our hearts.
生活上的改变,
a change in our lifestyle.
那神就转向我们,
then God will turn to us.
我们跟神的关系就很亲密,
and our relationship with God will be intimate.
体验就会很多,
and we have many experiences.
我们就感觉到信耶稣真好,
we'll feel it's so great to believe in Jesus.
我们唱诗,
let us sing hymn.
Four Now we will pray together
to conclude our service tonight.
一起来祈祷。
And let us pray together.
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.